This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
The queen, I bow down, Beyonce.
Oh.
The queen.
Yes.
Givens, did we not live our life yesterday watching Beyonce and Jay-Z at the NBA Finals? Which first, yesterday I talked about how mad I was that they were there because they would have been here.
Yes.
You know, in the finals, we might have seen Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
So that's really what pissed me off.
Yeah.
I was bummed, you know.
Rightfully so.
But next year.
Damn straight next year.
But then after we talked about that yesterday morning, the video came out of Beyonce and Jay-Z sitting courtside.
Yep.
With another woman, a hot woman, next to Beyonce.
Very attractive.
So Beyonce's sandwiched in between a hot woman and Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
And the hot woman keeps talking to Jay-Z. She keeps leaning around Beyonce, and you can see this all in the video.
Mm-hmm.
She leans around. She's, you know, talking to Jay-Z, and Beyonce's just politely sitting in the middle.
Smiling, staring straight ahead.
And then out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Somebody found it. They found Beyonce giving this chick side eye.
And then giving her a little elbow.
Beyonce
looking like a little elbow.
Elbowed the chick to push her over.
Yeah.
But you had to really be watching them to see this. And they found the tape. Somebody found the tiny little 10-second clip.
Mm-hmm.
And it is gold. So I'm like, the queen is like, seriously, watching it, what were you thinking?
I was thinking, oh my God, what did this drunk chick who's super rich sitting courtside want to say to Jay-Z to piss Beyonce off? And honestly, my first thought was, if I'm a drunk chick and I have the chance to see Jay-Z, I'm going to go, what happened in the elevator?
Ah!
And if I'm Beyonce, that's
right.
What's going to set me off to the point that she kind of gives the lady an elbow.
But because we know we don't know, but we're assuming Jay-Z cheated because of the elevator incident with Beyonce's sister.
We know he cheated because he did an entire album about his infidelities.
Okay, fine.
I mean,
so
come
on.
So
we know he cheated. So, but then you see the struggle.
Yeah, dude.
You see how Beyonce's living with him, but she's like paranoid.
Jeez,
you
Louise.
You're going to elbow the chick next to you? Why don't you elbow your dude?
Oh,
how about that?
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, your sister slapped him in an elevator. How about now, sissy?
I heard a rumor about who this lady was. I don't know if you heard the same thing.
I did hear it. It had to do with ketchup or something or mustard.
No, the lady, apparently the lady sitting next to Jay-Z was the owner of the Golden State Warriors' wife, right?
Oh,
the
God,
team owner's
more
wife.
More awkward.
And it's going to get even more awkward. Apparently, right before that interaction where Beyonce gave her the side eye and elbowed her, the owner's wife goes, hey, you guys want a drink? I'll buy you guys a drink.
Oh, that's right. Why
and Jay-Z goes, I'll have a vodka soda. And then the wife of the owner turns to Jay-Z and goes, do you want a lime with that?
It was the lime. I know it's some kind of condiment-ishes.
Yep, and that's when Beyonce got
condiment.
Beyonce got mad, gave the side eye and elbowed her. Like,
well, maybe it's because limes aren't in their plant diet. I mean, that's their thing now. You would think a lime would be okay in a plant diet, right? It's a plant or a tree, whatever the hell it is.
If you would have asked Jay-Z 20 years ago,
do you want a lime in your vodka?
No. What his wife would be fighting some woman over, it wouldn't be, would you like a lime with that? While courtside at the NBA Finals, I can guarantee you that.
What a life. Listen to us. What you just said.
Mm-hmm.
He's courtside.
Courtside
at the
NBA Finals.
The guy was dealing crack
mm-hmm.
when he was 18.
560 stash pot.
In the worst neighborhood.
Oh, my God.
And the guy is NBA courtside with Beyonce.
If that is not the pure definition the American dream.
It really is, actually.
That's it.
But changing your life and really, really throwing it down.
You go, Hove.
Oh, man.
You go, Hove.
Well.
And I don't know if he said yes or no to the lime. That we don't know. With that, we don't know.
Well, I like lime in my vodka because you need some flavor. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he better have said yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Riggs and Allie. But Riggs is on vacay in the capital.
Changing the world.
Mm-hmm. Went to advocate for
mental health.
Yes, he went there and he's going to go to the Hill. I can't even believe we know a guy that's doing this. Who are we?
He's lobbying on Capitol Hill.
For mental health.
Our boy Riggs at the nation's capital.
Yes. Riggs.
You go, Riggs.
That's the first part of good news this morning.
Hell yeah.
So he's up there, and he'll be back next week after that trip, and I can't wait to hear like what happened and who they got to talk to and, you know, who they saw and what they said.
Yes.
I want to know everything.
And it's going to be on Facebook Live, apparently. Some of the proceedings will be on Facebook Live, so I'm going to be glued.
To Facebook Live.
To Facebook Live. Just look
and
for Riggs.
And C-SPAN.
Where is, it's got to be on C-SPAN. It's got to be on so C-SPAN, funny. Too.
So yeah, so Riggs is out, but it's me and Gibbons.
Mm-hmm.
The interns will be in here in a little bit.
Yes.
See if they got crazy last night. So what's your good news, Gibbons?
My good news is a day I have waited probably a year for.
Yeah.
Happens this weekend. It's the whole weekend I've been waiting for. It's Crusher Fest. I don't know, Allie.
I've never even heard of this. What is Crusher Fest?
I don't know if you remember, a while ago, people petitioned for a statue to be built featuring a professional wrestler from Milwaukee named The Crusher.
Okay.
Well, people raised money. Huh. The statue has been built.
Yes, I do remember this.
And this weekend, tomorrow at 3 o'clock is the unveiling.
Jesus.
They have
God.
A weekend-long festival called Crusher Fest. And tomorrow, I'm going, and I am so freaking excited to be surrounded by my fellow wrestling geeks.
Oh
it's gonna
God,
be beautiful.
You're gonna be a dork, aren't you?
You're damn right I am. It's gonna be amazing because I'm gonna be a dork. There's gonna be a dork there. Dorks everywhere.
I gotta give it to you. You've never wavered on your love for the WWE Gibbons. It's
why like, the hell
even
would I?
Because we make fun of you, that's why. But you're like, no, you're like,
no.
Psh. You're literally like,
this is me, baby.
This is me.
This is the good, the good, the bad, and the dorky.
Yes, and a lot of dorky.
No, damn right. Hey, no, own it, baby.
Funny.
Own it.
So the Crusher statue is being unveiled tomorrow, and Gibbons will be there with his
Crusher Fest.
His beautiful star eyes. That's amazing. My good news is I went out last night with one of my girlfriends.
Oh, girl night.
Yes, I had to have a girl night. You got to have some balance in your life, right? Can't be dating all the time and no girl time.
Yeah.
So I went out with my girl, and you know where we went?
Where'd you go?
I didn't realize it was open already. There is a Bar Louie at Brookfield Square.
Yes.
Didn't realize it.
I heard it was going up
every day.
I knew it was going up. I didn't know
it
opened.
It's cool. Oh. It's got a great little patio, but we were sitting, you know, at the bar inside, like at a little table, and I got to meet the manager. She came up, said she loves us.
Cool.
The waitress loves us.
Beautiful.
So Gibbons, we're kind of winning, but
yes.
I'm sure the other 80 people in the place hated us, but you know, it's not the point. The manager, her name was Aisha. I just want to tell you this. So we're, you know, she comes over to the table and then it's all over. Girl talk. City, right? And she tells me her name is Aisha. So you know what the first thing I do is I look at her and I go, I know no one's ever done this to you, but you know what I did next? What? Sing it with me.
Hold on. Is it the song? I can't remember the song.
Okay. You don't remember.
No.
You might be too young.
No.
I'm too old. Ready? So I look at her and I go, Aisha, you are the girl that I never had. And so, is that New Edition? Who sings that?
I
don't remember, but I look at her and I go, nobody ever does that to you, do they? Sarcastically. She goes, never.
There was a viral video remade of that song. My buddy Kyle on his MySpace on who you'd like to meet, the kid who made that video. And that's the only reason I know that song or that video.
Oh,
swear
man.
To God.
Could you imagine having a song after your name?
I do. There's a song, Gibbons the Great. There's an entire jingle about Gibbons the Great.
Oh, geez, Louise. You're crazy.
I got to ask you one quick question about.
But Bar Louie was really awesome.
How many dates with Mountain Man did you have between girl dates?
Wait, how many what?
Dates with Mountain Man did you have between dates with your girlfriends?
So I saw him on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
I saw him on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't see him on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So what's the question?
When's the last time you saw your girlfriends, and how many dates with Mountain Man were there before you saw your
I've
girlfriend?
I've only known him a week.
I know, but you've seen him six times. You've seen
shut
your girlfriends
up,
like
I
once.
Shut up!
I'm just
not.
You need
so,
a lot.
So I'm not balancing, is what you're telling me very
no,
well.
What I'm saying is you did a good job of seeing your girlfriends, but you might want to do a little bit better job of seeing your girlfriends in between.
Oh!
I'm just saying.
Are you trying to push me away from Mountain Man?
No.
I'm
like, just
what's
trying
going
to.
On here?
You got a lot of vitamin D. You need to get a little vitamin estrogen.
I got some last night.
Oh, wait, estrogen.
Estrogen.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I had sex with my girlfriend. Come on, Gibbons.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
TGIF.
Seriously.
TGIF. First thing I said to Gibbons was, I'm tired.
Yeah, right?
Just living my best life. This is exhausting, okay? I am tired. So yeah, happy Friday. And like I said, going down
You're
in Glendale.
Damn right.
This woman has an open house, okay? She's trying to sell her home in Glendale. No biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out this woman comes in.
from California.
Oh, you know, I have a quick question.
Yes.
And this is going to sound dumb, but again, I'm a child. Open house means you don't need an appointment. You can just show up,
correct,
check the house out from 6 to 7 or whatever. Okay.
And they're a real pain in the, you know what, for realtors.
Because you have to prep the entire house.
You have to prep the house, and then you set up this house to stage it.
Uh-huh.
You sit there for 2 hours. The realtor sits there for 2 hours. Sometimes nobody comes.
Oh.
Sometimes 50 people come, but you know who always comes?
Who's that?
The neighbors that just want to walk inside the house that don't want to buy it, which really pisses the realtors off, because we do that in our neighborhood. We're like, house for sale, let's go look.
We're not going to buy it, but we just want to see what's inside.
That's the nightmare, you know? So anyway, so yes, they're having an open house, and anyone can go in and look, and some chick comes in from California and steals like $24,000 worth of bracelets, necklaces, rings.
What, did she walk in with a gun and like hold the people at ransom and say, give me this stuff?
They let you walk around the whole house by yourself.
No!
Yes,
no way.
The realtor's in there, but they don't want to bug you. You're like, it's like car shopping.
Okay.
It'd be like if a sales guy was on your butt the whole time you shot for a car. You know, like, they just let him go through the house, and then they come back. And
yeah, but...
But then why are you leaving valuables out, right?
All of your valuables are in
the house.
Because
you're thinking the realtor's there, but really... They let people walk around because that's just the way they go.
Oh, so what they
get? If there's a bunch of people in the house, the realtor can't follow everybody.
That's true. That's why this whole concept
of
having...
Glendale, so I should have known.
The whole concept, though, of having an open house and leaving yourself that open in this day and age honestly freaks me out just hearing it.
I know.
Like,
well, and, you know, they said that one of the things that got stolen was a ring valued at over 10 grand, but this is the sad part. You know, like, some things can be replaced, but not this. It was a family heirloom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Crazy. So they said, I was really surprised to hear about it, but I realize you're vulnerable when you open your house like that and invite strangers in. You know,
very
that's
true.
Kind of what they said.
Do they have the person who did the crime?
Oh, yeah, they found the woman, and she was from California.
What?
Yeah, and they've had several similar incidents, apparently, in the last few weeks in Shorewood, Milwaukee, and Menominee Falls.
Whoa.
So, yeah, she had stolen some other items from Durzon Coins and Stein's Jewelers. I mean, this chick sounds like a pill, right?
Jeez Louise,
yeah, she
man.
Finally admitted to selling all the jewelry when police found her, and she called her decision stupid.
She was in
congrats, you're right.
She was in direct violation of life's most important rule.
Don't be stupid, you moron. Exactly.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All you have to do. Okay.
Well, I don't know if I should go there with you. I don't know what you're. Sorry.
Allie went out last night and got a really good deal, and I was just thinking all you had to do to get the good deal was bare your soul on the radio for 15 years and tell every dark, dirty detail of everything you've done in life. So you've earned those deals that you get when you go out.
I've earned those free drinks that managers give me at bars.
I'm just saying.
For bearing my soul to the world.
That was the immediate thought that I had as soon as the microphones came on.
I was like, Gibbons, the manager of Bar Louie, bought me and my girlfriend a drink. Isn't that so sweet?
And then I turned the mics on, and I'm thinking... Wow, you actually kind of deserve it because you've bared your entire freaking soul. I mean...
Am I insane?
Insane?
Yes.
Crazy insane or insane crazy?
What's the difference?
Exactly. You're both, okay?
So, yes. Okay, good.
Oh, hold on. We got to start the third.
Okay, sorry, go.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we actually don't like the word crazy anymore because we're getting more awareness about mental health and what it means. But R. Kelly, screw him. He's crazy.
What
right?
in the blue hell,
this guy
dude.
Goes into court, and he pleads not guilty, Gibbons, to 11 counts of sexual assault charges. These are added on now, people.
Oh my God.
So there are four counts in this. So we've got this 11 that were added on, okay?
Yes.
So there's four counts that could land him in prison for as much as 30 years.
I've got my eyes closed. I'm listening to you. I'm so blind with rage that I want to swear. And if I open my eyes and look, I'm going to just go. I'm sorry.
The judge asked him if he understood the charges against him. The only thing R. Kelly said in court was, yes, sir. Be saying that in prison, you little bitch. I'm like, oh, I hate this guy so much.
Seriously.
Dude. Think about him sleeping with all these kids over the years and getting away with it. And it makes me angry. And it's like a ridiculous amount.
There are tapes, plural.
Tapes. Oh, tons of tapes.
That
circulating.
To quote the great Chris Rock, mother effer, we know what you look like.
Right.
We know what you look
dude,
like.
They played a tape in court in 2008 or 9, whenever the first time. They played the damn tape and he still got off. It's Dude.
Okay, so what's the
latest?
R.
Kelly was already charged with 10 counts of sexual assault back in February. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you're spelling it, it's February, but it's February when you're saying it out loud.
Yes.
Like Wednesday when you spell it. Anyway, so his lawyer said that the charges involve one of the four women that he was originally charged with sexually abusing years ago.
God.
Three of those victims included minors. So, yeah, they're accusing him of using force or threatening the women to have sex with him or to perform sex acts on him. So R. Kelly just is, I can't even, this guy.
When you, I don't want to talk about him, but I'm going to bring something up just to show what a scumbag he is, okay?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Like 2 years ago, I saw a video on YouTube that was of his live show that shows him at the front of the stage singing and telling chicks to, telling women in the crowd to grab him. And there's women in the crowd grabbing on his private
area
while he thrusts it towards them, right? In a graphic manner. Now, I thought, terrible, awful, isolated incident, right?
Oh, yeah,
until I found out the song that it was and then looked online on YouTube and at every concert, Allie, part of his thing is to go to the front of the stage and have women at the front of the stage grab his genitals while he thrusts it at them.
And then he and because we know enough about the entertainment industry, we work in it, we see this crap.
Yep.
Then he sends somebody out to the crowd.
Yep.
Somebody that works for him. This is how sick the people can be. He will then send out one of his people who will then take one whatever girl he decided he wanted, if not more, and bring them backstage where then he sleeps with them or if they're underage, sexually assaults them or whatever. So that's a thing where, I mean, what do I call the Tulsa Pass? That's what my friend taught me. It's called, it's spell it backwards. It's A blank backwards. This is, so when girls, I just want you to know, ladies, have some self-respect because when that tour manager walks around the venue and offers you a backstage pass, we've seen it given.
Yep.
You got to be smoking hot to get one.
Mm-hmm.
They only give it to smoking hot women. They're calling it a Tulsa pass. So just remember that when the manager hands you that and you're like, I get to go backstage and see my favorite celebrity?
Mm.
Yeah, you just got a Tulsa pass. Congrats.
Screw you, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
The end. Bye.
So bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I have questions too, Allie.
God.
What's your freaking big news, dude?
So, okay. So, you know, I've been like losing weight.
No.
Shut up.
At a rapid pace, man.
Yeah. So it's almost been a year, Gibbons. So like 4th of July parades will be a year.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine the pictures like before and after?
I can't because I can.
People at the parades see them in my this head. Year are going to be like, holy, that's not the same chick. Well, anyway.
Who's this skinny bitch?
So Thursday is when I go to medical weight loss and wellness. Uh-huh. I go in Oak Creek and they have one. And they have two centers, one in Racine.
So you go in weekly to weigh in and get your progress?
Even when I'm on maintenance, I'll go in just for my own accountability.
Totally.
Because it keeps me on track.
Mm-hmm.
I have to answer to somebody. I keep it in my mind. I'm mindful of it then.
And knowing you how...
You stop going, you get it out of your mind. It's an easy way to quit.
Yep. Knowing you how I know you, keeping you accountable is the way to keep you
it's
going.
It's the only way to keep me going or else I'm... Right, failure.
And the good news, if you're listening to Medical Weight Loss and Wellness, we're on her to like go to the appointments
and
stuff.
Thank you.
When she's going at 10:45 on a Thursday, lollygagging around, we're like, go weigh in! Go there!
It's true.
Go!
Because I'm late to everything because I lollygag and then Gibbons goes, would you get out of here?
Go! Damn it, go!
So, so I went yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'd gone, like, I've lost about 100, I'd lost like 148 or 49 pounds or something insane, right?
Yes.
That I can't even process. It's almost embarrassing, but I gotta just own it and say it.
Shut up.
No, it is. It's a lot. So,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. So, it's like being an addict and like looking back at your life and going, oh God, what did I do?
You put it in terms I can understand.
I was addicted to food, essentially, but I've like worked this out.
Okay,
and I'm
kinda, I get
like,
it.
Under control. It took a year. It took a year.
But hey,
it's work every day.
Anything worth doing.
It's like a food addiction for real.
But anything worth doing and worth having takes time.
Right. But I feel pretty secure. I'm getting, you know, I don't, like they were eating donuts in front of me the other day and they were like, oh, sorry. This happens to me all the time. Sorry, Allie. And I looked at him and I go, dude, I don't give a damn. I don't even want that donut. I'm so on point. Like I have no cravings. Like go ahead, eat your donuts and I'll just stare at you.
You do.
So that makes me feel good when I'm able to do that, you know, self-control without any anxiety. That's the key. So I go in yesterday. I hadn't lost in a couple weeks, which was fine. I've lost a ton of weight. I feel great. I look great.
Exactly.
I go in and I knew something was different. over these past couple weeks because I had been working out and somebody, you guys took a video of me or something. We took a video for Instagram on Wednesday for Wednesday Wisdom.
Okay.
And when I looked at it back, I was like, something changed. Like, my body's different again. Like, I saw it.
Oh.
I was thinner. I was like, okay, something's different. I don't know what.
Well, dude.
So I knew I was going to lose. I just knew because when I and our coworker said, who I've been in the building with every day for 10 years, walked up to me and said, Allie, I just saw you in the hall and I didn't recognize you and I see you every day and you freak me out. And I was like, thank you.
You've reached the point now where you're going to the gym a couple days a week.
2 days a week. Tuesday, Thursday, I go to Bridgewater Performance in Hales Corners or Franklin, yes.
And there have been a couple of photos of you posted. And this isn't me feeding your ego or stroking your ego. Your arms and your shoulders look, I mean, massive and toned.
Thank you.
I mean,
well, I was a swimmer. I swam competitively, so that's some of the shoulder stuff.
But Jesus,
for like 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you've lost 150-something, 140, 150-something pounds.
But
and
I was
your
carrying gigantic kids around. I think it is funny. You get the fat off, and then you see all the muscle,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm building the muscle, and they built so much muscle, because I'm trying to tone.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you got to deal with this after you lose all this weight. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, tone. I'm like, make that tush rock hard. Let's
damn
go.
Straight.
It's
going
to take 2 years, but let's go.
I'm going to bounce a quarter off that bad boy.
Right? Bounce a quarter of it. So I go in and sure enough, Gibbons, I lost 3.5 pounds.
Woo! So what is the grand total?
152.
Holy, wait.
Yes.
You passed the 150 threshold?
I did, isn't that insane?
All right!
Oh my God, you played a winner, Ben.
Woo! Because you are a winner, baby. Winner. Baked chicken dinner,
right?
Grilled chicken
right?
dinner
and
with
you can
asparagus.
Always text in to 71037, but somebody, so I wrote it, I put it up on my Facebook yesterday.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That is.
I know, right? I can't
amazing.
Even.
Amazing.
I know.
Life changing.
I haven't even been thinking. Like, that's why it's working, I don't think.
And
Gibbons, oh my God.
Go ahead. I'm going to sit back here.
Oh my God.
I'm away from the microphone with my arms folded.
Oh my God, it just
go ahead.
Me.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. I know you don't want to say it. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it.
I don't want to say it.
Please do.
I don't want to say it.
No, please do.
Fine.
Go ahead.
It just hit me. Mm-hmm. Gibbons always looks at me and goes, stop thinking about it and just do.
Don't
you
think.
You think too
just
much,
live.
Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Just when I talk about relationships or problems, it was just think.
Uh-huh.
Or don't think. Just live.
Uh-huh.
And what have I done for a year with weight loss? I haven't thought about it. I just do it. And it's a totally different experience. And, damn it, Gibbons.
Yeah, I've been waiting. Go ahead.
Damn it.
Give it to me.
Damn it. When you're right, Gibbons. I hate you.
Oh, my God.
I'm really having an epiphany right now about what's going on. I'm
bro.
Like, oh, my God, you're right. When you stop thinking and you do it.
Okay.
The light bulb is like ding, 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 ding.
I was sent here to Milwaukee,
damn.
Wisconsin. Almost three years ago,
we hired you from Seattle. You were working at a different morning show.
With a mission. The mission was to bring Allie back, okay?
Aww.
Now, hold on. Now, during this 3 years, I've had my own personal mission.
You think?
That I wasn't sent here for, but my own that I wanted. Allie to tell me that I was right. Okay.
Damn
now,
it.
Allie's lost 150 pounds.
And Gibbons
Allie's,
really did say that. I'm going to bring you back to life.
Damn straight. I'm over here gloating. I'm leaning on the board here.
What's funny is you're my life coach. That's hysterical.
I know, right? My
right?
life's not together. Allie has lost 150 pounds. Allie is dating.
I am.
Allie's going out with her girlfriends a couple nights a week.
I am.
Allie is the snack mom at her kids' baseball games. She's outside all the time. She's interacting with people all the time.
Oh my God, who am I? I'm back to like my old self.
The bitch is back, y'all.
Yes,
she is back. Mission accomplished.
It is amazing when I see what my marriage did to me. And I don't mean it's his fault. Like, it's his fault he cheated, but I take my own accountability. But like, I look at how like I was when I moved to Milwaukee in 2004, right, to work at Kiss FM.
Mm-hmm.
I moved here for this job from another radio job. And I think about like 2004, 5, 7. Okay, 2007, I fell in love, get married, 2009, have kids. And you can see the decline from 2007 with my mental health, with my weight. And it's because I picked the wrong person. Didn't hold me accountable.
I almost just used the effort.
Who didn't hold me accountable. We just talked about the accountability. You end up with an enabler, and it's like,
and now you're dating, and you've
got... Oh, my God. It's like it took how long to get me back to who I was?
And now there's an entire team. There's multiple people around you, friends, family,
I have the best support system. That's true.
And we will hold your ass accountable and hold you to the fire. And
that's
when
crazy.
You're and when you're not doing what you should be doing, we let you know, girl. We let you know. All in love. But I just want to say, I wish I had it queued up, but I don't. I want to quote Drake here.
Oh,
I'm so proud of you.
Aww.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Gavin.
Everything adding up.
Thank you for bringing me back to life.
You've been through hell and back. That's why you bad as bleep. And you know you are. Go, Allie.
Thanks. I love it when you quote a Drake song, even though I want to kill Drake.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
I have questions. 103.7 Kiss FM. So this is so cool. A student from Kettle Moraine, the school district, a seventh grader.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Gibbons, you know the wedding I was at a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
My nanny, you know, my nanny Ella, she had gone to Kettle Moraine and all this stuff. And so I was talking to people at our table, like other adults, because I was at the kid table with a bunch of kids and adults.
Of course.
I had two little kids. And I said, I know Kettle Moraine. I've been out there.
Yeah.
I go out there. I said, which school districts feed? I was like, really? Like, how can I live here and not know which school districts feed into Kettle Moraine?
Which towns feed that school district?
And I had this long conversation with this one at my table, ironically, about the Kettle Moraine school district. She's like, Delafield, Dousman, Wales. I'm like, whoa, there's a lot of towns that feed into that, man.
Whoa.
But anyway, there's this girl, ironically, her name is Ella as well, from the Kettle Moraine Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
Ella Hans, I hope I'm saying that right.
Oh.
Anyway, she submitted her artwork, get this, for the 11th annual Doodle for Google competition. This is a competition that is national from Google.
Now, you know what the Google Doodle is, right?
No.
When you go to the front, when you go to the front page of Google,
now. Is it the picture you see every day?
Yes.
I assumed that's what it meant.
Today's is for the 2019 World Cup, Women's World Cup. It's day one. So that's what the Google Doodle is for today. Yes.
So she was trying to win this competition so that she could be featured as the Google logo that day. It's a replacement for only one day.
But still, it's Google, for God's sake.
Yeah. And kids from all over the country, K through 12, could submit to this to try to be, you know, the Google Doodle.
Uh-huh.
For one day. Well, this girl, Ella, from Kettle Moraine, seventh grader, she was chosen as the winner from Wisconsin.
No
so now,
way.
So, I mean, she beat out everybody in Wisconsin. That was the first step.
Uh-huh.
Now she has to beat all the other finalists from around the country. If she gets the most votes online, I'm getting goosebumps. We got to go vote for her.
Yeah?
She could also win a $30,000 scholarship.
Shut up.
And $50,000 for Kettle Moraine Kettle Moraine Middle School.
Dude, okay.
Yes.
We're going to put a link on our Facebook page, 1037 Kiss FM on Facebook. We are going to post a link there. Go there, click the link.
Yes.
Vote for this girl.
But wait, I didn't even tell you what her picture is.
Oh,
what's the picture?
Yeah,
that
what
won?
Is it? Duh.
What's the picture she's trying to get on Google for the Google Doodle? So she basically did a. Well, you have to finish the following sentence, okay? This is the theme. Every kid that submits. This is the theme.
Mm-hmm.
When I grow up, I hope, .. You have to, that's the theme.
Yes.
So what did she do, Ella from Kettle Moraine?
What did she do?
She drew a puzzle full of multicolored puzzle pieces, and then she titled it, We All Fit In.
Whoa.
So then she said, when I grow up, I want everyone to feel like they have a place. I chose the puzzle pieces because it really shows that everyone fits somewhere. I mean, Ella,
oh
I don't even
God.
Know you and I want to hug you. You're like 12.
How are you 12?
What an adorable little girl.
With the insightfulness of a 50-year-old.
She's smarter than us, Gibbons.
Oh, my God. Well, that's
God. Well, that's not
surprising.
Yeah,
come
fair.
On.
So anyway, I just thought that was so cool.
Amazing.
And you can go to the Doodle for Google website, but like Gibbons said, give us a second. We'll put it up on our website.
Yes.
And you can choose her age group, which is grades 6 and 7. That's what you want to do when you go there.
Uh-huh.
And then click on Wisconsin, and then vote for our girl Ella, and then Kettle Moraine might get $50,000. She'll get a $30,000.
Go, Ella!
Go, Ella! Yes. Go, girl.
Mm.
Hope you win.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, Ed Sheeran, you already crack us up.
Right?
You're already adorable. We love your new song with Justin Bieber. Let's just be real. But listen to this. He's always funny, this guy, Ed Sheeran. You just can't hate him because he's just funny. He is coming out. Well, he's got an obsession with ketchup. I don't know if you know this about Ed Sheeran.
He and I have that in common.
I love ketchup too.
Mm-hmm. I love condiments in general. Ketchup,
I love mustard a lot too. I love mustard too. I know. Mm-hmm. We like it all. Let's be real.
Damn
Gibbons.
Straight we do.
Anyway, so he's got this obsession with ketchup. It's been well documented. He even has a tattoo of a Heinz ketchup bottle on his arm. There, did you know that?
That's
your little tidbit of Friday. Our intern knew that. She knew that.
How the hell did you know that?
How did you know that? You got to talk to the mic sister.
There's a microphone right there.
We're teaching them. They're our new summer interns. We haven't come up with names yet, but we're working towards it.
I don't know. Ed Sheeran's my guy. You got to know.
Yeah.
You got to know the Eddie facts.
So you knew he had a bottle of ketchup as a tattoo on his arm.
I did.
Because doesn't he have a sleeve?
He's got two sleeves.
He's got all kinds of tattoos, dude.
Sleeves are hot. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so he, on some guys, actually.
True.
I shouldn't say that. True. Not on all guys.
Got to preface
They're
your statement there.
They're only hot on some guys.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Sheeran, adorable. Love it. So anyway, he's got this love affair with ketchup.
Yeah.
So now he unveiled his own variety of Heinz ketchup.
No way.
And it literally comes out. And on the front of the bottle, it's him with the bottle, and it says Heinz tomato Edchup.
No.
So it's like Ed Chup.
No freaking way.
So instead of ketchup, it's EDCHUP. Tomato Edchup. Like it's his own ketchup.
Oh my.
So he's like freaking out because he loves it. Now they've literally made it for him.
It just clicked in my head.
And it's National Ketchup Day, clearly.
How genius it is.
Yeah, because they're promoting it, but it's still awesome.
And he's a ginger, so he's he's got the red hair, promoting the ketchup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so he posted a picture of him with it, and he's pumped. So, look, that's why I said if you're going to the Brewer games, you're going to be tailgating, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need your condiments.
Yeah, like the Wyoming Sauce Company. Remember when they came in here and they had ketchup? Allie.
Okay, so wait, when you go to Miller Park, interns, you guys don't know this, so I'm going to talk to you because this is new information.
Pertinent.
Get on the mic! So you're going to turn into intern off mic. You guys know, you've both been to Miller Park, obviously.
We're both going tonight.
We're both going to game tonight.
No way! All right!
Yes, girls!
There you go!
Are you going to meet up and have some, booze together? Since you're
probably.
New, you're like, what are you putting pressure on us? We just met, okay?
Yeah, seriously.
Don't worry. Sorry, that was awkward. I forgot. So anyway, when you know each other better. So, you have the little condiment stands, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's say you go get a hot dog or whatever.
Yeah.
They have the condiment stands. So the sauce.
Wyoming Sauce Company. They're
so good.
Dude, the cowboy ketchup, right?
It's so good.
It's like your mom and pop's ketchup. It's got a little kick to it, though. And
it's got the kick. It's the kick.
The kick
is the kick in the sauce.
And hold on.
Even if you don't get a hot dog, just go get a cup of sauce and let us know what you think on Monday. Cup of ketchup too. No, this is like a secret sauce.
And secrets involving this sauce. Okay, if you go to Arby's and they forget the Arby's sauce, which they do often, the cowboy ketchup with a kick is even better than the Arby's sauce
on
the roast. Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah,
so
it's good stuff.
So
it's good
stuff.
So anyway, we actually have bottles in our houses.
Mm-hmm, damn good.
So anyway, okay. I see. I'm getting excited about food again.
Now
so
I want ketchup.
Pipe down.
Right, we got to go eat. Okay. We'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah. So Ed Sheeran's got this, and he's got ketchup. And okay, bye.
Bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It is Riggs and Allie with Riggs gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me and Gibbons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time from the KISSFM AdamDeputy.com studios. It is time for
the Friday tradition. Every Friday at this time, it's Dad Joke Friday! Bad Joke Friday!
Dad Joke Friday. We've turned it around a little. I mean, our drunk intern could not be more bored right now.
I am not.
Look at her.
Seriously.
I'm about to say our interns are going to be the judges
I'm
today.
I'm just sleeping.
No, intern drunk. That's what she's calling that because this chick comes over like hungover on a Friday.
I am not hungover.
She's not hungover. She is still
the
drunk.
Hell you are. Thank you.
She is not hungover.
She's too Red Bull in.
Actually think you two gals are going to like balance each other out. Because you went to Whitewater, or you go to Whitewater, or you go to Marquette, you're like the overachiever. You're the drunk one.
Okay.
Uh-huh. They're going to balance each other out, dude.
That is very stereotypical.
Or true.
Speaking of stereotypical,
that's
Erica,
true too.
I was
Erica.
Like you. I had a great college decision.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I should have been like her, but I was like you.
Okay.
And now I'm a hot mess.
Overachiever.
Erica, I'm totally screwing with you.
Okay, Erica. It's 1:50 a.m. The bar goes, last call. How many shots do you run to the bar and immediately order? Don't lie.
Or do you run to the bar when they scream last call? That's the real question.
Does. Of course she does.
I usually don't. Usually. Depends on the
drunk,
night.
Intern overachiever, welcome.
Hold on, wait. She said usually depends on the night, which to me means if it's a Monday, maybe not. But
okay,
Wednesday, hell yeah.
I don't go to the bars on a Monday.
Where were you last night?
My house.
Damn. With a dude? Not... With a dude?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're living that best life, girl.
Damn straight.
No.
Intern fun. Would you like intern fun better?
Wait. Sure. Intern fun pants. Because we've had a sassy pants. We've had a smarty pants. Intern fun pants.
She doesn't like it.
It's up to you.
Oh, whatever. Let's get into Dad Joke Friday. We'll figure it out later.
Hold on. That's supposed to stop. Okay, it's Friday. It's 7:28. And you know, every Friday, right around this time, it's time for the Friday tradition.
I make deja vu.
Dad Joke Friday! Dad Joke Friday!
Intern, that's called a reset.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. All right, so I've got jokes. Gibbons has got jokes. I have a special surprise for you, though, on Dad Joke Friday.
Oh.
I've been waiting to whip this out. Shut up, Gibbons. It's a secret weapon. I'm so excited.
Guess what? I know.
Have nothing.
I don't have anything.
I was trying to talk smack.
Go ahead.
Like Whitney. So listen, I'm at one of my Wisconsin Dells season opener card stops a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Is this one of your jokes?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's
a good
fair question, intern fun pants.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
Hey, hold on. In your hand,
we're
I don't
being
know.
Very thorough. You're,
Allie is holding what I can only best say is a brown paper bag that you would take to lunch, but it's got.
It's ripped out.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm standing there and I'm talking to our listeners that are coming out, and this adorable little girl walks up to me, 9 years old, and says, Allie, I wrote down some dad jokes for you, and I want to, and she gives them to me. I go, sweetheart, can I keep this? Ava from Wales, okay? And at the bottom of all the dad jokes she gave me that I told her I was going to read on the air, so I'm hoping these win.
Yeah.
Gibbons, let me win.
Nope.
It says, love Ava with a little heart, age 9.
That's so cute.
From Wales. Oh my God, I want to eat her up.
Now, Allie, you
so
can't.
Ava, I'm reading your jokes today, girl.
I can't throw the game. It's not up to me. I can laugh all I want. If the interns
laugh.
If you
try to beat a 9-year-old, Gibbons, just let me win.
Listen, if the interns laugh, they
interns,
determine the winner.
Interns, you got it. Good. Okay, let's go. I'm joking. Laugh at what's funny.
Laugh at what's funny, okay?
Don't laugh because I said that. Don't laugh because I intimidated you into making me win.
They are both wide-eyed looking at her like, oh God, I'm going to laugh at whatever she says. Oh my God, I'm scared.
Okay,
oh my
so
God,
give us how this works. So if they laugh.
They laugh, we get a point.
We get a point.
The first to 3 points wins Dad Joke Friday! Dad Joke Friday!
All right, cool. So I'm going to...
Ladies first.
I'm going to whip out my secret weapon, which is my jokes.
I say ladies first, and then she says she's going to whip it out. Jesus, Allie.
Well, I mean, if you ladies first, go ahead.
Oh, damn it.
All right, here I go. Ready? Oh, and I should read to help you win Bad Joke Friday. I hope you win, she wrote with an exclamation point. Okay, number
not
one.
Not today.
Shut up. Why is Cinderella so bad at soccer?
I don't know. Why is Cinderella
so... Because she runs away from the ball.
That was funny. Not enough for me to laugh because I don't want to make
Ava,
the interns.
I'm trying.
All right,
fine. I got more in there from. I got more from Ava. Okay. Go ahead, Gibbons.
A man asked me for a dollar. I told him I only carry big bills. He said, "Oh, give me one of those." So I gave him my electric bill. They're not old enough to realize that paying bills is a responsibility.
Yeah. 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 We are in college. We know how to pay bills.
Trust me. Oh. I pay too many bills.
Shots fired. This. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Next joke from Ava. What vegetable will you find in the gym?
I don't know. What
muscle sprouts. Damn.
We started this off.
Up our game.
We started this off with
our interns are being so blunt. Like we don't think you're funny right now.
And, but first they said we laugh at everything. We laugh at everything.
Yeah,
so we must
laughing
be really
at anything.
Bad. All right.
Dang.
An invisible
I'm
man.
I'm really trying not to.
Just let it go. If you feel the giggles, let the giggles
right,
out.
Just live your life, like Gibbon says.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Don't
Thank
think,
you.
Just live. An invisible man marries an invisible woman. Their kids were nothing to look at either.
Oh,
that's a laugh.
That
all right.
All that right. was a laugh. Even I almost laughed at
that. For like 2 seconds too long.
That was a thinker. But it wasn't a long thinker. It was a delayed reaction thinker.
Yes, because it's different when you're reading a joke and then when you hear it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you read it, it's a lot. I feel like it's easier to process it quicker.
Yeah, for sure.
Versus when someone's reading it to you.
Yep.
Okay, here I go again. This is my own joke. Thank you, Ava, for your two jokes.
For Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday.
All right. Did anyone see the joke I posted recently about my spine?
No.
It was about a week back.
Okay.
She tried not to laugh, and she did.
Intern Fun Pants giggled there.
Yes.
All right. All right. So we are now tied at 1 point apiece.
That's because... Well, go ahead.
First of three laughs wins.
Well, I don't know. If we're not going to make it to three laughs. We got Why Don't We tickets to give away. Let's keep it real.
This is true.
All right, keep going, Gibbons.
All right. A man woke up in a hospital after a serious accident. He shouted, "Doc, I can't feel my legs." The doctor said, "I know. I cut off your arms." He couldn't feel his legs because he had no arms to feel
them
with.
That was too early for that.
Oh, man.
This is a good Wisconsin one. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
So, my neighbor with big boobs has been gardening topless all day.
Ooh.
I just wish his wife would do the same. Is that Wisconsin?
Hold on.
Hold on. Is that
okay.
The best joke you've ever heard?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we have been doing Dad Joke Friday for a little bit, okay? We have had celebrities be in the show.
We have.
We have had dignitaries on the show.
We have.
We have never had this happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I quit. Allie wins.
I just spit my coffee out. What's wrong with you, dude?
I quit. You win. That was... The mic
best
drop
joke ever.
Because I've been that guy out there doing that
with your man boobs out,
dude. You win,
Gibbons.
We're not worthy. We suck.
Gibbons, you don't have boobs either, so shut up.
Oh, I got man boobs, but I wear them proudly.
Should I reread it for you? You're gonna have a heart attack.
Please do.
All right, my neighbor. Intern Fun Pants can't process.
Oh my god!
I read it again. I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor with big boobs has been gardening topless all day. I just wish his wife would do the same.
Bro.
Are you gonna high five me? We're not gonna fight after Dad Joke Friday.
Let me get a pound. Pound that.
Pound.
That was a really,
like that?
Really good joke.
Thank you.
I
won thanks to Ava. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Allie
I'm just
wins.
Blame it on her jokes.
Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. When Gibbons turns to me and says, because I told him, you know, I've been in the dating stuff, so I got back into dating.
Uh-huh.
And I had to be specific with some of these people and say, do not send me any pictures of your junk. Because I don't think guys get it. And I'm like, I don't want them. And no chick wants them. Then Gibbons starts arguing with me off the air that they do. So that's my hell to the no. Don't go into detail.
I'm not going to go into detail, but here's...
I just don't agree with you that women love those things.
Okay, maybe it was this circumstance.
Team no junk pics.
Hold on.
Text into 71037.
You know that I love to... We both do. We love to follow our listeners on social media,
hell
right?
Yes.
Last weekend, a listener named Meredith, someone I know, someone I've hung out with once or twice, was at a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And all weekend long, every hour on the hour,
yeah,
Meredith went on Snapchat and was like, send us D pics. We want D pics. Give us more D pics.
Yeah, I was getting your attention.
But
it wasn't because she really liked it and wanted to look at it, Gibbons. Come on. God, men are so dumb.
Okay,
hold on. God, you guys are so dumb sometimes.
As a man.
I shouldn't say that I have two little boys, but God, you guys don't think.
As a man, let me ask you how I'm supposed to take this then. Okay, I didn't send you.
We already got team no junk pics. Those are disgusting. Now they're all texting in. Women don't want. You guys want them. I get it. You guys want pics.
But listen.
We don't want pics of that.
So when.
It doesn't turn us on.
I don't send them. I never have because I'm tiny. I'm ashamed.
Why would you document that anyway? Somebody could do anything with that.
But, and hear me out here. Hold on, before you read whatever you're about to read, when she says send D pics, that means
she's trying to I'm assuming that make you happy and think that she
but that
likes
means
them.
She doesn't want
to
see them?
Or she's just dumb enough to tell the truth like I am and say we don't want him because she's trying to impress you. I don't know why a chick would say that. Interns,
but not to,
you're in the dating game. Ask them. I don't know.
But this wasn't to me specific. This was on her story. Send us D-pics.
Oh my God, listen to these texts though as we're talking about this during Hells of the Nah. Somebody wrote, Instablock. Like you send one, instantly you're blocked.
But what if you're asking for them to be sent?
Hashtag no junk pics. Somebody else wrote no junk pics unless we ask for them, which is a fair statement. Somebody else texted in, I don't know any woman who wants unsolicited bleep pics.
Unsolicited or one thing?
They're all unsolicited, Gibbons.
If she goes on Snapchat and she says, send me junk pics. Mm-hmm. That means
you think she likes that picture, or she's just
trying to start something
with you.
I just think she wants junk pics sent. I don't think.
Right.
Why would
Go
you
ahead,
ask
keep thinking
for
that? People are still texting in. I'm trying to tell you the truth, but you don't want to believe it.
No.
I'm trying not to hurt your feelings here, dude.
My feelings aren't
Sometimes
hurt.
We do things just to make you feel good. Like send us a pic when we don't care.
Okay, so
somebody wrote, those are disgusting. Team no junk pics.
Okay, so
somebody else said those pics are a hard no. No pun intended.
Okay, so if we go out to if I'm taking you on a date, Allie,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
And I say, hey, where do you want to go out to eat? And you say Red Lobster. Should I then assume you want to go to the Olive Garden? You said Red
fair
Lobster.
Enough. I get it. You know what? I get it. That's fair.
You know what I mean?
You know what? I get it. It's fair. We're sending mixed signals.
And
I get it.
And I'm not
well,
asking.
I'm not. These other chicks are.
Yeah, but I'm not saying my statements from the point of I send D pics because I don't send junk pics again because I'm ashamed of it.
Right.
But if they're asking for them, I believe that means they want them.
Somebody texted in, I get about 4 junk pics a week. Stop. She wrote, stop.
Unsolicited are the worst of the worst. No way, no how.
That was a true text from me to, like, when I started dating, I wrote, send me a picture, and I wrote, but no junk pics. Like, I was very clear. Because I thought if I say it, send a guy a text message, and I go, send me a picture. He's a dude. Like, he doesn't. I have to, like, be specific.
You really? That
so
you
I
do.
Was. Now, I could screenshot that and show that to you.
Is it on your Tinder profile? I'm
no
Allie.
No D-pics.
I'm Allie. 2 kids. Love my life. No D-pics. D-pics will get you blocked.
I should, but I don't. It's not up right now.
It's not up.
I don't know what to say to that because I don't want to go. Anyway, so listen. No junk pics. That's my hell to the gnaw, okay?
Done.
Can we just be done?
Done.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, you can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right. What the hell is the record? 57-11. Jeez. It's pretty awesome. Full of it, Gibbons the Great. Anyway, you call in. He asks you yes or no questions about the person that is on your mind, and somehow he guesses it. We don't know how, but whatever. All right. Let's go to the phones. See what's happening. All right, Gibbons, get in here.
Hey, man, me over here. I'm back up in it, and I'm doing what I do.
We all wish that we were Jesse's girl, or we had Jesse's girl. Yeah, we love Jesse, and she's our contestant this morning for Gibbons the Great.
Oh, yeah?
Jesse in Bayview, you ready to stump him?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
I loved you in Toy Story, let me just say.
Oh.
Thank you.
I'm being Jesse for Halloween.
Oh, nice.
Really? Like, Hudson asked me if he could be Woody and I could be Jesse, and I said, absolutely, I will finally dress up with you one year.
Nice.
So I'm going to be Jesse with a cowboy hat on.
That is freaking adorable.
Isn't that hysterical?
Oh, my God. There's a snake in my boots.
We need a Buzz Lightyear.
I'll be Buzz.
Toy Story comes out in, like, 2 weeks, you guys. 2 weeks.
I ask my kids every year to dress like that, and they're like, nope.
What?
I wish I could use it. Jesse, come hang out with us. We'll do a whole Toy Story theme.
That'd be right.
I'll dress it. One of us
Hudson
will dress
will
up as
die.
Ham.
Yes. He'll lose his mind.
All right.
June 21st when it comes out.
We don't want to kill your boy, though. Jeez Louise.
Give it the Great versus Jesse. Let's do it.
All right, Jesse, do you have a female on your mind?
No.
You're possibly thinking of someone that really exists?
No.
Could this be a character who maybe wears some pants?
No.
Is there an animal on your brain?
No.
Could this be someone who stands on 2 legs?
Nope.
Is this a character who could possibly have some eyes?
Yes.
Are you thinking of someone whose origins are in a video game?
No.
Is this someone made out of metal?
Yes.
Is this character that you're thinking of mostly the color red?
Yeah.
This person character maybe in the movie Cars 2?
Yeah.
Oh, me got this here. Let me clear up the crystal ball.
Oh, yeah?
And before me tell you who it is, let me ask Allie Faith here. Hey, Allie.
What?
Is your boy still loving the movie Cars?
No, he loves Toy Story now.
Oh, but when he loved Cars, who was his favorite character?
Lightning McQueen.
Which be exactly who's on your brain, Mr. Lightning McQueen himself.
Is that right, Jesse?
Yes, you got me.
I love it how he asked if he was in Cars 2, as if he wasn't in Cars 1 and 3 as well. But still
Cars 2.
Right.
I was thinking the same
which
thing.
Was the worst Cars of all, by the way.
Exactly.
The worst Cars of the three. Two
agree.
Sucked.
I was a fan of Tow Mater. He was Mater. Remember the guy?
I don't even know her.
I've got seven of them at home. Would you like one?
Yes, please. I only
bring back that memory for you, brother.
I need three, though, please.
I got plenty.
Jesse, you were thinking of Lightning McQueen. Thanks for playing with Give Us the Great this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Mm-hmm. All right, so Gibbons, what's going on with you, dude?
Well, today is the most wonderful day of the year for my girlfriend's daughter.
Why?
And for Allie's son, Owen.
And Hudson. And Hudson.
Oh, and Hudson. Oh,
both
okay.
Both of them are today. If you're going where I think you're going.
Today is the last day of school.
Oh, my God. I know somebody called in and said their kid goes till Tuesday, but
well, that sucks for you.
That sucks for you. A lot of people get out today, and it's like half day for Owen. I'm so excited. I get to go pick him up early.
Allie, I'm going to talk about traditions you had the last day of school. And
oh,
one that
get
I
all the feels, man.
One that I forgot about just came to my head. Okay,
what?
Allie,
talk to me.
When you were in, let's say,
God,
elementary
school. Getting out of school was so fun. I'm enjoying this memory of getting out of school. Isn't that bad? We can't wait to get out of school. Sorry, Gibbons, go ahead.
So through grade school, through eighth grade, did you have any traditions on the last day of school that you did every year on the year that made you be like, it's summertime and I feel good?
Two things.
Okay.
One, like I said, we always got out early, which was like a huge thing. We got out by, and we didn't do anything on the last day of school.
No.
We just screw around. But here was the second that I think everybody can relate to for sure. And Owen asked me about this yesterday because when I went to pick up Owen from school, I had to pick up two of our neighbors. Just get to, you know, moms help each other
totally.
Out.
Totally.
She
teamwork.
Needed me. She helps me all the time. Mm-hmm. So I pick up her daughters, our neighbors, and I'm walking home with the three of them. And the girls have their yearbooks.
Oh, yes.
Because they got them signed all day. Uh-huh. And Owen's like, Mommy, I want to take my yearbook. He's in first grade. I want to take, they don't even know how to freaking write their names. I mean, they do, but you know, it's probably all misspelled. And I was like, you can totally take your yearbook tomorrow and have it signed. Like, what a fun memory from everyone signed my yearbook on the last day of school.
Yes.
So that's one. Why? What do you got?
Okay, my two big ones. One, every year I would go home, and of course in my house, we were a rock and roll house, so we had a big old stereo system.
Mm-hmm.
I would go home, and I would crank Alice Cooper, School's Out for Summer, on 11. And the entire house would be shaking because no one was home because it was before my parents got out of work.
Right.
The whole house would be vibrating.
Right.
But this song would be playing after the walk home. And it was on the walk home where the big tradition comes into play. And this tradition actually involves my first run-in with law enforcement.
First. Wait, interns, did you notice he had the first?
Not the last.
Not the last, probably.
I've been to jail a few times. Screw you, okay?
He's being honest, okay? Yeah. He didn't kill anyone,
honesty
so we'll let him work
key.
Here. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't even know what you just said, but it's true.
Okay. Honesty is key. Amen.
Key, honey.
So when we would walk home from school on the last day, the big thing was, and I don't know how, well, we didn't get away with it because I wound up getting in trouble with the cops. We would go the day before the last day. On our route and stash shaving cream bottles on our route. And while we walked home, we would find these shaving cream bottles and shaving cream the hell out of each other. A giant shaving cream fight on the mile long walk home.
I'm so glad there's girls in here to do the stink face. Like what? You guys are so funny.
Every single year, and goofy. I remember I was in eighth grade and I was like, oh, we're the big eighth graders. We're gonna go cream.
Right.
Fifth graders,
you thought
right?
You were cool, but you didn't know you were going into high school and you were going to get beat up the next year.
And I didn't know I was going.
You thought it was awesome in eighth grade.
Yeah, until I go to the supermarket was Super Fresh. Go behind the Super Fresh to get our big stash because we were the big eighth graders, right?
Yeah.
And guess who's waiting?
Yeah.
Guess who's waiting for us at our big stash of shaving cream?
The Popos.
Principal.
Johnny Law, the Popo.
Johnny Law.
5-0. Barney Fife.
The principal didn't have time. The principal called the cops,
okay,
probably.
Yeah,
that's funny.
And they were all, excuse me, Mr. Gibbons, because they knew me. me by that point, is this your shaving cream? No, Officer Ryan, because I know him by name at this point. This isn't my shaving cream. We just walked behind the super fresh to take the scenic route home. Of course he knows we're BS, and of course he knows we're lying. Get in the car, Ryan. We're going to take you for a little ride. Swear to God. And he's thinking, well, this kid's going into ninth grade, going into high school. Let me give him a little scared straight.
He's trying to scare you, yeah.
He puts me in the car, takes me home, and again, it's a half day, so my mom's not home, so there's no parents at home, drops me off and goes, I hope you learned your lesson. And I went, yes, Officer Ryan, I learned my lesson that if you mess with shaving cream, you're going to get in trouble by the police, and I'll never do that. And I literally, the only lesson I learned was, on the last day of school...
Hide it really well and don't let the cops find you?
No, on the last day of school, hide it where everyone thinks you're going to hide it. The cops will show up, and then you get a ride home. You don't have to walk, and you can get more shaving cream, because that's exactly what I did, Allie.
Oh.
The cop gave me a ride home my last day of school, eighth grade, giving me a scared straight lesson. Hey, kid, you keep screwing around, you're going to wind up in jail. And what the hell did I do? I took my graduation money that I got the night before.
I forgot about graduation money. Yep. That's hysterical.
I went to Rite Aid. I bought 5 cans that I was able to buy because I knew the clerk at the counter, went in and creamed those damn fifth graders. And it was the greatest time ever. While I'm creaming the fifth graders, I'm going, not even the cops could stop us. Not even the cops could stop us. Giving them a noogie. And then, of course, the next year we were freshmen and everyone hated us and we sucked.
Well, and Hudson's graduating. Yes, I said graduating from 4K.
I know.
And that'll be on Monday, the actual graduation. Today's last day. And he goes, Mommy, because he's 5. Mommy, we've been doing a countdown all week. And so every day he'd be like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off!
Yay!
And I looked at him, I go, you know that's more about the teacher than you, right? She can't wait for you to get out. You know, the teachers are the stressed one. The kids are, like, living their life.
Last day of school. It's a beautiful thing.
And, you know, but also, let me be fair here.
Okay.
Some parents are cringing that it's the last. Because summer's when their life becomes hell because they have to take care of their kids. And I honestly, I'm happy because it's going to be warm. I go swimming with my kids in the afternoon. I'm lucky with my job. But, like, I get why parents get stressed in the summer. Well, it's a way more work.
You look at me now. I'm so happy and joyful.
Happy, but you haven't. Have you lived a summer? You haven't lived. You moved in with your girlfriend and her children. When? What month?
September last year. So beginning of the school year.
You moved in September, so you have not experienced living with children in the summer. Good luck, brother.
I have not. No, it's going to be great. Allie, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic, and I'm so excited for it.
Well, your girlfriend's at work. Good luck.
Jesus Christ, send help, send help, send help, please. Oh, my God.
Send a lot of help.
All the help.
I love it. Happy
watch the kids for me.
Right? Somebody else figure it out.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Talk to me, girls.
Just
kidding. Oh, God. No,
we're good. No, we're good.
God, we're all there.
What I said was open.
Gibbons goes, stall, Allie, and I go, talk to me, girls. But we were on the mic.
I
panicked. I didn't know what to do.
I literally just had to move a folder over so I could do this.
Thank you.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, let's just pull the curtain back and let me tell you why we weren't prepared.
Yes,
because we were all in a corner, hovered over Gibbons' computer. Me, intern overachiever, intern fun pants.
Yep,
and Gibbons. And we were watching a video of the Jonas Brothers when they played a show for KISS FM.
Keep talking.
And so they played this free show for KISS FM. Stop it. You said that there's a Jonas Brothers documentary.
It's on Amazon Prime right now. I watched it yesterday.
Stop, for real?
It's so good. Figured out who Love Bug was written about.
So wait, the Jonas Brothers documentary, I didn't even know this, is out on Amazon Prime and it's amazing.
Prime. Yeah, it's called Chasing Happiness.
And you said it's real genuine or what?
Yeah, they go all the way back to hometown New Jersey and they go back to like the church they grew up in, their house they grew up in.
Their whole history.
Their whole history, like why they broke up. Oh my God.
The two times I've met them, I think two.
Casual, humble brag.
Uh-huh.
Am I name dropping?
A little bit.
Well, do you want to hear stories about him or not?
Yeah.
I have to name drop. I'm sorry. I know it's awkward. So the two times I met, the 7 times, I'm joking.
Oh my God.
Tell the story. I don't know where you're going.
I was just going to say they are super, super down to earth, nice guys. And you don't see that a lot with celebrities. They are successful because they're genuine, I agree.
Now, before they got super famous, they did a little show here in Milwaukee.
Oh, I can tell the story. I was there. I hosted it, ironically. Our boss comes to us and says, hey, Allie, there's this group. They're going to be huge. And we look at our boss and we go, uh-huh. And then we all turn around and go, well, yeah, okay, sure, dude. They're going to be huge. You hear this about all these celebrities that come out with songs.
Uh-huh.
He goes, no, trust me. They're going to be huge. I said, okay, boss. He said, we're going to have a free concert with these kids. They're called the Jonas Brothers. I'm like, whatever. It's like 2007, 2008. Sure, 07, dude. Yep. So I go down to the Peck Pavilion. We have a free, which is right next to the Marcus Center on Water Street.
Yep.
We have a free concert in that little tiny venue right there outside. Maybe 500 screaming girls show up. I still don't know who the Jonas Brothers are. I'm hosting the damn thing. I'm on the stage. I don't know who these guys are. Guess what happened 6 months later, interns?
What?
6 months later, they were selling out the Bradley Center was a sold out show.
I was there. So, I think I won tickets.
How old were you?
10.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Okay.
I'm old. So, but anyway, so they sold. That was true. But when they played the free show for us back in 2007...
They get on stage. I have goosebumps.
I do too. Go ahead.
The Jonas Brothers hop on stage. They're on stage, free show, Peck Pavilion, and say,
thank you so much for coming out.
Of course.
I gotta say again, Kiss FM was the one that brought us here.
That's right! And that's all you need to know.
And I still didn't know who they were. And I was like, yeah. But then 6 months later, we're at the that was when we were at the Bradley
that gives
Center
me
6
chills.
Months later. And it was sold out. And I was like, oh my gosh. I said, boss, you were right.
I had to eat
my words.
Zing.
The Jonas Brothers were huge.
So
the documentary on the Jonas Brothers on Amazon Prime, it's called what?
Chasing Happiness.
Oh, I can't wait to binge that this weekend.
Dude, I know you teased something different for the Hollywood Dirt, but that's a good dirt.
Screw it. That was great. I was just going to say Ed Sheeran is coming out with his own ketchup. It's fine.
Still cool.
He's obsessed with ketchup. It's Ed Chup now. Uh-huh. That's his thing. Ha ha. Okay, so Jonas Brothers was cool.
The Jonas Brothers documentary on Amazon. What's it called again?
Chasing Happiness.
I really
Chasing
do want to watch it this weekend because you have me intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Great tease, radio speak. Great tease.
Mm-hmm. Good job, interns. It's 9:09. Happy Friday.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It is beautiful outside. It's already in the high 60s. It's going to be so warm this weekend.
It's so nice that Allie's like, I'm going to go walk around the parking lot for a little bit. I'm like, what the hell is up with this lady?
It is beautiful outside.
And then I'm going to open the curtain a little bit. She was outside talking to somebody and I was talking
to one of our coworkers started talking to me.
I thought you were yelling at him because I read your lips and you use a swear word, so I ran out to make sure nobody was messing with my Allie.
Okay, so I'm standing there, and Tim Allen, who's on our sports station,
mm-hmm.
He's one of our sports guys here in the building. He's like, hey, Allie. And I'm like, what up, Tim? And he turns to me. You guys will love this story. He turns to me and goes, I wanted to tell you, Allie, my girlfriend, she's doing the Keto diet.
The Keto diet?
And I go, Tim, it's the Keto diet. And he starts, I go, dude, you're killing me right now.
Oh,
goes,
my God.
Oh, yeah, whatever it's called. My girlfriend's doing that because of you. And I go, awesome. He said she lost like 18 pounds. I said, that's amazing. Like in the first month.
Hell yeah.
This is like amazing. So I thought you would get a kick out of that. That's what I was doing outside. Yes, he asked me about the Keto diet.
The Keto
so
diet.
So we got a good laugh out of that. I'm what like, it's Keto.
K.
It was really funny.
Too damn funny.
Yeah. So anyway, so now it's time for what did you learn on the show?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Friday and we all want to go home, so let's just do this, okay? Yeah.
What'd you learn?
I learned that Gibbons is getting all the feels about the last day of school.
Mm-hmm.
My kids get out today. It's their last day. His girlfriend's kids get out. One of them gets out because one's too little, but yep. It's their last day. And so we just kind of got into all the feels about the last day of school and like signing yearbooks and pulling pranks and ruining lives before summer's out and getting arrested if you have to, like Gibbons did. And
it
Gibbons
happened.
Got arrested, apparently.
I
what
did.
Kind of arrest? He got put in the back of a cop car when he was 13 because he was trying to, put shaving cream all over something? What the hell were you doing?
We always used to stash shaving cream behind the local supermarket, Super Fresh. And on 8th grade, my last day to do the shaving cream prank at Bell Oaks Upper Elementary School in Belmar, New Jersey, cops were there waiting. Because they knew where our stash spot was, and they said, is this you? And I said, this wasn't me. Cop puts me in the back of the cop car. Cop drives me home. Cop drops me off at my home, and then I promptly went to Rite Aid, bought more shaving cream, and got all the kids. I got those 5th grade pumps.
Well, and didn't somebody write in then to the station and say McGuanago has some kind of shaving cream thing on the last day of school?
McGuanago does shaving cream. A bunch of schools around here apparently do shaving cream, and some do, or at least did back in the day.
Some of us could use that. Like, some women could use that. Can we stop waste to get...
Women need shaving cream. My legs are
hairy. Go to Ideal Image.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
So that's what I learned first. Last day of school, fun stuff.
Yep. I learned on the show this morning that this skinny little mini alley over here has lost even more weight, reached another major milestone. Give him more, Gert.
I can't even process. So I lost 3.5 pounds this week, and I'm pretty close to maintenance. We're kind of figuring out what's going on.
I'm
just seeing how far I can push my body, but in like a healthy way, because now I'm working out and toning.
And your arms look freaking amazing already.
My shoulders, yeah. They're working me at Bridgewater Performance. That's where my trainer, Keith. And so it's fun. I'm having fun, but like that was 100. So now I've lost 152 pounds, which I said is almost embarrassing that you were like that big, you know, but like screw it. Like it is what it is. I'm watching our whole building shrink. The thing is, all these people started doing keto around the building watching me and they were secretly doing it. And how many people in the building? We look around. I'm telling you, I can think of 4 people who have lost a ton of weight in this building.
Right off the top of my head. 4 people. That's without going into
John, Kelly, Z. It's like unbelievable. There's like so many people. So it's cool. So yeah, so I hit that milestone.
Yeah, man.
And I'm excited and I feel really good and it's awesome.
And you're not a sucker.
Nope, but it's Friday, so I'm going to go live my life in my new body. And I'm not going to be as hot. I don't have as much insulation.
Oh, you're going to be.
It's going to be a great summer,
You're going to be hot, all right, girl.
Woo! Have a great Friday.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.